ladies and gentlemen, welcome to NJPW Pro Wrestling Review. I am your co-host, Andrew C. Right over here, it's the Taco Princess herself. It's Melball. How you doing, Melball?
I am doing great, Andre. I am sore as hell today, and I am very happy about it because I did back today. Nice. And it was a nice back day today. I got a lot of ish in, and I increased my weight that I was not using on the assisted dip lift, because you know how you like how that thing is how much weight it takes off of you, I guess. I was able to move from 40 to 25 today, so I'm pretty proud of myself for that. I made some very odd noises while doing that, but gym is not a quiet place, at least my gym is not. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, doing good. Mostly today I've been watching wrestling, played a little bit of Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope, which is an amazing game. Highly recommend to anybody out there. Just been watching a lot of wrestling today. Just kept getting ready for this, getting ready for shows we're doing the next that'll be coming over the next couple of days and over the weekend, making plans for the WrestleMania weekend, what stuff we're going to be doing, and which shows are going where. The fact that we're going to be having our Stardom review and Japanese wrestling update crossover, which will be live on OLE, and then going directly to Sunday Night's Main Events audio feed right after it's over. Lots and lots of stuff going on.
Lots and lots going on, but we love it. We wouldn't do it if we didn't love it.
And then even some possible updates for some stuff that might happen for us for Dynamite. Just some hopeful stuff. You know, a lot of good things coming their way. We're gonna go to I ate a burrito today. Homemade burrito. It's great.
Oh, still bragging about your burritos from the weekend.
Yeah, I still had one of those things of meat and cheese, all the cheese mixed together. So I warmed it up, put it in a whole wheat burrito shell. So, you know, getting the healthy burrito shell. So not, like, great for you, but better than the white ones, I guess.
Whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a good meal today. I'm happy, and here talking to you. Can't complain too much.
I mean, we could, but who would listen?
Everybody that watches?
Maybe. That's true.
Oh, and listen. Everybody that watches and listens to us, I guess. That's who it is.
Unless they flip through the intro.
Which you don't really have to. It's not very long.
That's true. I mean, we are 3 minutes and 20 seconds in, though.
Yeah. So, before I get into everything, I want to thank everybody for all the great support. If you're watching on the YouTube, either on Andre Melball Wrestling Talk or Backbreaker Video, thank you so very much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment down below, share us out to all your friends, family, and everywhere else. And don't forget to hit the notification bell to be alerted every time we drop a new video.
Ding dong.
No thanks. I'm good.
It's a little questionable.
And then if you are listening in audio form on Sunday's Main Event.com, thank you so very much. And if you're not, go to Sunday Night's Main Event.com to hear us talking all about all the great stuff in the world of Japanese professional wrestling. If you want to hear us in audio form, take us on the go like that. If you don't have YouTube Premium or anything like that, take us on the go with that stuff. And if you want to support them, go to patreon.com/SNME Radio and just help them out if you can. And if you're on the free feeds, please give us a 5-star review on your podcast catcher of choice. And if you can like the podcast all and subscribe and all that other stuff. So please and thank you.
Yay.
But we're still gonna have a lot to talk about, but we're gonna be talking about three matches on this show, because the quarterfinals, which should be four matches, ended up as only three matches. We're going to get into this, because we're talking the quarterfinals of the New Japan Cup. So before the March 16th and 17th were the semifinal shows, or quarterfinal shows. And at the start of the 16th show, We had a tribute to Yutaka Yoshi at the start, as he passed away just recently. And paying respects to the man who had been the tag team champion for them and worked in the company for a number of years for them. So doing that. And then we found out before the show, but it was officially named Hirooki Goto wins by forfeit against David Finley, as David Finley actually had to go to hospital for an illness. That's all that's been reported. He had to go to a hospital for an illness, and he was removed from the cup tournament, and Hirooki Goto gets a bye to the semi-finals.
Well, boo.
Yeah.
Well, boo.
I wanted to
Well,
see this match.
yeah, me too. I mean, speedy recovery to Mr. Finley, obviously. Not that he cares, but we're big fans. Big fans of his work. This is supposed to be his year. God dang it. Yeah, that really does suck. And I hope he's okay. Hope it's not something serious.
Yeah.
Do we think that this was the original plan?
Like, I don't know. Like, was the original plan to have Finley win the whole thing? Did they have to pivot with Tsuji? Or with the Tsuji and Goto and all these other guys moving? I think I just spoiled something. I've watched stuff. I might cut this out. Have they spoiled with like have they did they get spoiled by having him pull out of the tournament to see, you know what I mean? Like it can he was because there's easily a path that I could have seen this man winning this whole New Japan Cup, right? And just going on the war path. But Ningoto moves on instead, so
Yeah. Well.
womp womp.
That would have been a great match too.
Yeah, I know. Again, Goto and Finley, come on. That would have been just straight fire.
So
Straight fire.
good. So
But
good.
we're gonna move on to the other semi-final match or quarterfinal match on this side of the block. It's Jack Perry versus Sonata. So every match other than the Finley and Goto match has House of Torture people in it. So get ready for us to hate to enjoy some stuff and then hate on some shit. At the same time, in every single match we're going to talk about on this show. And oh no, and no Doki on the undercard. So no Doki
No.
Yeah.
When?
Went. And I'll just push it out on the 17th. No Doki on the undercard or in assisting with anything else. So no Doki Chokies.
I wonder if he's like finally taking a little bit of time off.
Well, again, if they don't need them for shows, they might as well give guys chances to, rest up and feel better because they're gonna need they're gonna use them on other nights. So,
Yeah, and
yeah.
I suspect that they have plans for Doki. Very popular this year. Crowd pops really good when he comes out. He's looking fantastic. Arguably one of the more charismatic members of Just Five Guys. Yeah, a buoy.
He's probably the most charismatic person outside of Taichi, and this guy you can only see like half his face, so that's scary in a sense. If Yuhimura and Sonata can't out do a guy who's half the have half his face you can't see, that's kind of messed up.
And I think it was it this match? Or was, yeah, it was this match. There was one point where Yuya Uemura was in the ring, and well, maybe hopefully I'll remember to talk about it. I didn't write it down, but it's standing out.
So Perry gets the mic, says turn that shit off. He's just come in here telling Sonata to get in the ring. Says I've been waiting for this one. Last time we faced off and you made me seem like a joke and you're saying you don't know me. Well, guess what? And then he hits him in the head with the microphone, chokes him with the cord around his neck. Perry gets on top, raining down strikes. The bell rings as Perry poses on the second turnbuckle. Sonata fights back. It's an arm drag, sending Perry, drop kicks Perry out. Perry avoids the plancha. And Sonata lands on the apron, saving himself, but gets his leg swept out. Perry starts running him into the barricades. He exposes the floor, can't get the suplex, and Sonata fights back and sends Perry in. Perry gets the advantage back in the ring, working him over, getting like a neck breaker. Sonata fights back, Russian leg sweep. Perry, though, attacks the eyes, hits a drop kick, but Sonata hits a drop kick, sending Perry to the floor, and this is where he hits the plancha. He gets Perry back in, gets a TKO in the ring for two. Perry escapes Skull End, but then Sonata does the like standing slice spread shinurai. I can never say that word right. Like he flipped the flip over the top and then lands in the Skull End and gets the Skull End on Perry. Again, pretty good athleticism here. But like a dumbass, he eventually lets go and goes for the moonsault. And Perry gets the knees up every time, man. Happens every time.
Every damn time.
You have to wait till later in the match to do this, because if you do it early, it screws you every single time.
Arguably a very, very intelligent thing for him to do, because putting his knees up puts a lot of stress on Jack Perry's knees for the rest of the match.
Yeah, he's got young knees. It's all good. He's not Tanahashi. He's got young knees.
You want to talk to Soy Boy about that?
Yeah, but he's been wrestling for over a decade, so...
How long has Perry been wrestling? I don't even know.
A little over half a decade? I don't know.
Your knees get buggered in this sport.
Yeah. So Perry gets the drop toe hold into the snare trap, but Sonata fights his way to the ropes and he's reaching the arm out to grab it. Perry grabs the arm and like he has like a it almost it turns it almost into like the snare trap into like crossface chicken wing, but Sonata gets the other arm onto the ropes.
That was a really, really cool submission. I didn't realize that he had his like legs trapped until the camera kind of moved a little bit and Sonata wiggled a little bit.
Well, it's basically seen as that or the STF, but he grapevines the legs before getting in and he gets the choke on, and then he slipped into the crossface. So it came a crossface chicken wing style snare trap, which actually looks really cool. I like that variation.
I do too, and it looks very, very effective. It fits right in with the NJPW style. I liked it. It was just up.
Yeah, so after the rope break, Perry slides out, pulls Sonata out, and hits him with a green killer off the apron onto the exposed part of the floor that he exposed earlier in the match. Perry gets back in. Sonata gets in at 19. Mel loves it. Perry with the tiger bomb for two. Perry misses the glass jaw knee, and Sonata catches a boot. But as Sonata goes for the O'Connor roll, Perry hits knocking the ref down on the O'Connor roll attempt. So Sonata can't get a pin. House Torch all in to attack Sonata. Dick to dick contact to Sonata. Yurimura and Taichi attack, but House Torch overwhelms them. So they're useless.
This is where that thing where I was remembering with Yuya Uemura, he took a hit. What did he take? I can't remember who hit him with what, but he just did the most ridiculous sell that made absolutely no sense and somehow just launched himself into the ropes. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. It looked annoying. It's all his crap. Everything that when I see all this shit, I kind of stop paying attention. I just kind of focus on whatever Perry or Sonata is doing just to see what's going to happen to them. I kind of just brush the other people off. So
it's annoying.
Yeah, I know. It's just Sonata fights off House of Torture. Perry gets a super kick, but Sonata tries a TKO, but Perry gets out, but Sonata hits a poison rana, but then Perry hits a glass jaw knee strike, and both men are down. Instagram by Sonata, and he gets Perry on the ropes for the magic screw. He falls with a shining wizard and then the world's strongest backbreaker into the moonsault, but the ref gets pulled out. Togo then uses a garrote. Perry hits the glass jaw knee, but Sonata kicks at that 2.9, that last millisecond, as Red Shoes is making the count at this point.
Well, because Kenta Sato got yeeted.
Yeah, Sato is out.
He
You
doesn't have that
no
iron
no sorry
jaw that
sorry Kent
Mario
no no
Scotty
sorry
has.
sorry no, no that was in the other match. Kenta Sa no this yeah no this time I'm thinking of
Kentaro.
the yeah but again yeah so Uemura and Taichi are fighting with House of Torture on the floor. Sonata reverses the glass jaw into Deadfall, but then Perry reverses out of that, but then Sonata reverses into the O'Connor roll and scores the win. One, two, three. Again, this match is House of Torture interference. Was yeah, I don't like it. But of all three of the matches on this show, on these two shows, this was the one. Yeah, V1, Matt Hardy right there. Or reverse V1. There you go. This was the
Roppongi.
one I'm. But this is the one I'm least mad at.
I
Because again,
agree.
they had a bit, but it didn't overtake the match completely.
No, which I
Yeah.
liked. Because they do have a tendency to do that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we will. You mentioned the reverse Rana, right, by Sonata?
Yeah,
I
that
heard
Poison
that.
Rana was great.
So good. So good. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to this. I kind of piped up in the spots that I did have stuff written down. Yeah, that the DDT off the apron looked really, really brutal. Sonata's TKO was just picture perfect as always. Not my favorite gear from Sonata. He was wearing that orange red gear again. Bottom of those shoes are filthy. Need a good cleaning. Yeah, I felt Sonata did really, really good in this match, though he did have his usual kind of lack of charisma. Boy, howdy, did we see it out of Jack Perry there.
Oh yeah.
Whatever he is doing with House of Torture, whatever it is that House of Torture has, if you are like a charisma, dead weight, go into House of Torture. Apparently, they have charisma to give you and then some. The facial expressions were just tremendous. He was showing emotion. He was getting frustrated. He was showing such a diversity of emotions and a range of just performability and showmanship that we never saw in AEW. I don't know what it is. But the House of Torture seems to be a giver in this situation. Very odd.
Yeah, again, I really enjoyed Perry's like a resurgence. So you're saying Sonata and Uemura need to join House of Torture so that they can get a personality?
Yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Yuya Uemura trying to spread someone's legs to sit there for Dick Togo to do the dick on dick contact?
Oh,
What
that'd be
character
hilarious.
could Yuya even be? He would be like Ed in the Hyenas from The Lion King. You haven't seen that, but everyone else knows. He's just sitting there going, not doing anything functional. Yeah. This actually, I really did actually enjoy this match more than I expected that I would, which
Oh,
makes me
yeah.
happy.
Like, this was far and above their Forbidden Door match. That's by a long margin because this was actually entertaining. Like Sonata, the charisma vacuum that he is, but because he's working with Perry, who's tapped into this like heel magic that he has, it just works so well. It was Sonata like always having to being to work back from Jack Perry, and it worked so well. Like, yeah.
So we I think we said on our last video that we suspected House of Torture was going to save this match. Did House of Torture really save this match? I would actually say yes.
Well, up until House Torture got involved, it was still a great match. They were having a great match, honestly.
But
So
Perry
that's.
is House of Torture, and we're seeing this evolution of his charisma and attitude as a result of his involvement in House of Torture.
His involvement with House of Torture brought this match up, but House of Torture itself didn't ruin the match for me like it did on the
Yeah.
17th, like they did on the 17th.
Like they did every time up until then and every time since. Oh, let's get into it. Let's talk
Oh,
about it. Let's get you
and
started.
the post-match on this one, though, Goto did come out. They have a face-off, and I didn't really get what they said, but the both I read on the New Japan World, they both promised to re both men promising to return to Nagoya after winning the cup and the championship. So, I wouldn't mind seeing Goto being the champion.
I
Not Sonata
mean,
again, though.
I've always been a fan of Goto. He's so good at what he does. I called other people though. I have to stick to my bracket.
We will on March 17th, Red Narita versus Yoda Tsuji. I had a lot more hope for this, but the first half of this match, again, it's a lot of House Torture. The first, I'd say, first like 2/3 of the match, really good. Like these two in the ring together were absolutely tremendous. So
Oh, good.
Narita attacks Tsuji, posing on the ropes. Takes it to the floor. Tsuji reverses the whip, sending Narita into the barricade. In back of the ring, Narita sends in the ring. Tsuji gets on the apron. Narita boots him off the apron. Runs Tsuji into the barricade on the floor. Then again, and then he launches Tsuji into like overhead into the barricade. And Narita takes him into the crowd, runs Tsuji into the wall, then into the chairs. He goes and gets a steel chair, or the folding chair. Then he drops it, picks up a regular chair, starts beating and then choking Tsuji with it. Then the ref takes that away, and he like knocks the ref down, grabs the steel chair, and cracks Tsuji over the back with it. And just convoluted ways to hit somebody with a chair. Narita goes back to the ring, and Tsuji gets in it. 18. So better than
Even
I did.
19.
And at this point we're 5 minutes in. I wrote this out because I heard it clearly throughout the match, at least the first two calls. Narita gets the attacking and choking him. He gets that Boston crab. Tsuji fights to the ropes but gets pulled back to center. And Narita applies the camel clutch, but Tsuji fights and fights again. He gets to the ropes, but during like the break, Narita's attacking the eyes. Narita's like doing that like dickhead kick at the head of Tsuji. Tsuji fights back with strikes, but Narita goes to the eyes again. But Tsuji ends up catching Narita running and hits him with a tilt-a-whirl backbreaker, and both men are down. Tsuji takes over, working over Narita. Gets a shoulder block and the salmon splash for two. 10 minutes have passed, and this is the last time update that I got on this one that I didn't pay attention for 15. Narita blocks a suplex and pulls Tsuji's hair. Tsuji then blocks a suplex, arm drags Narita to the floor. But Narita want like as Tsuji's going to dive, Narita goes to use the bar, but the ref takes it away, and he goes over to Abe-san and gives the bar to Abe-san. And then Tsuji goes for the dive as the ref's over with Abe. And Narita hits him in the head with a chair as he's going for the dive. Narita gets a pin, but Tsuji gets a hand on the ropes to break the count. Narita special for two, then Narita into the rear naked choke, pulling at the hair, hits a bridging German for two. Narita goes to the top, but misses that Hell's Guillotine. And Tsuji hits a bat that backbreaker face plant stomp combo. Both men are down. Release Falcon Arrow for two by Tsuji. He lines up Narita, but Narita stops a Gene Blaster with the guillotine, but gets a delayed two count. Tsuji stops X Factor by like plant as his head being pulled down, like plant his hands on the ground, like kicked his legs up, and then came back and then just kneed Narita right in the mush. Oh,
So good.
so good. I missed my spot. There we go. He goes for the Gene Blaster, but Narita pulls the ref in to take the spear. This is Kenta Sato getting spear. Is Kenta or Marty here? Can't remember which one getting the shit spear out of him here.
I think it was Kenta. I think it was Kenta Sato.
And then Narita attacks with the chair. Then Perry and Kanemaru attack Tsuji. Bushi and Hiromu attack Kanemaru and Perry. Tsuji ducks the push-up bar, and he hits Narita in the gut. Narita catches the super kick attempt, tosses the kick to Red Shoes, who gets knocked down, and then Narita does a low blow. Tsuji stops the pin, and he goes up, gets a victory roll. Tsuji gets the one, the two, and the three. Like, I was like, okay.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. And then post-match is where everything just fell apart completely.
Obviously.
Actually, this match overall was pretty good until the post-match shit. Because again, this it's that main. I think the main event taints me so much on these on this that it's just. Narita's attacking Tsuji after the match. All House Torture joining in. Evil gets a chair, but Takagi shows up to take them all out. Evil and Shingo Takagi brawl. Shingo clears the ring.
Takagi.
Shingo Takagi.
You were gonna say Chicago. I love it.
Yeah, Evil and Shikagi. Maybe it'll be windy. Maybe it'll be the Windy City Riot in Chicago. You know, we'll get Cowboy Chicago there.
Yes. Oh, that would be glorious.
Shingo clears the ring, and the ref calls for the bell. So, before we get into this match, let's let Mel talk about the last match.
Oh, what do you add to this? What you said was actually very true. The first two thirds of this match were just tremendous because we were seeing these two go on one on one again for the first time since their like young lion days. It was great. Something interesting that Walker had mentioned was he mentioned that no one really cared about Narita when Narita was the son of Strong Style until he joined House of Torture. And I feel that kind of reaffirms what we have been saying all this time about House of Torture. You lack the personality, you lack the charisma, we throw you in House of Torture and it's like the Powderpuff Girls, sugar spice everything nice, and poof, you have Narita. Yeah, the House of Torture-ish in this one wasn't as bad, but like, man, something's got to be done about it. It's happening too much. And it's like, I remember when they were doing this with Bullet Club, like back in the day, where it was a problem, and we saw Hantai and Chaos unify into that hish-hash mishmash team that it's kind of been over the last number of years. We need to see some unity happening among the other factions other than Bullet Club in this company to combat this problem because it can't keep being all these runouts. It's getting too predictable. Once it gets predictable, it gets obnoxious, and it's been obnoxious for like a year now. Let's not make wrestling obnoxious. Let's make it fun. Let's get into the main one. I'm curious to hear what you say.
That's where my biggest issues come in. Sorry, I'm just fixing something. There we
Oh,
go.
wait.
And so yeah, we'll get into the main event. This is the one where I really got pissed off, and I think it overshadowed my thought of the first match there, the Tsuji match there. That ended up being a lot better than I thought I remember, because again, my brain just hates this match so much. So, Bushi, Hiromu, and Yoda Tsuji are still out at ringside with the rest of House Torture at ringside. Because we're going right into the match, out of the Tsuji match into this one. So
No
Shingo's
intro.
unloading. Yeah, so Shingo unloads on Evil, hits a suplex for two. Shingo starts attacking Evil on the floor, running Evil into barricades. Togo has a chair distracting Shingo, and Evil runs Shingo into Abe-san. Evil attacks Shingo on the floor. Evil runs Shingo shoulder first back of the ring into the exposed corner as he's trying to work over the damaged shoulder. And tosses him back to the floor as Evil distracts the ref. Shingo has Kanemaru. grab like he grabs Kanemaru on the waist, and then the ref like making him let Kanemaru go. As Kanemaru's like, "No, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything." Like it's just so
stupid.
It was so stupid. Evil getting choking Shingo back in the ring with the shirt. Shingo fights back, but Evil attacks his shoulder and hits a suplex for two. Evil whips Shingo into the exposed corner, but Shingo fights back, hits that back elbow, and hits the spinning lariat. Shingo with another lariat, and then the slam, and then the senton for two. Shingo fires up, drops the elbows into the neck, like the hammer and anvil elbows into the neck. Evil attacks the eyes, and then he catches the kick, tosses it to the ref, and then boots Shingo in the midsection. Evil takes Shingo outside, tries to suplex onto a pile chair, and then they're reversing each other, trying to suplex each other onto a pile chair. That House of Torture set up, and Shingo gets a suplex, and Gino Gambino's like, "Oh, why are you calling him a cheater and saying like he's so dastardly? Why would he do something so dirty?" And like it was just, I love Gino on here, just vehemently defending House of Torture. It's funny. It's hilarious.
I don't know how he can, by the third or second thing in a row, dealing with this ish, especially when he was getting annoyed with him in shows prior.
Yeah.
This was like peak obnoxiousness.
Yeah. Again, it gets a little much. Evil gets the corner lariat and pulls Evil up. Shingo gets the corner lariat, puts Evil up, and hits a superplex off the top. Shingo then gets the sliding lariat for two. Evil slips out of Made in Japan, plays possum with a knee injury, and then Shingo tries to attack in the corner, but Evil puts the ref in the corner, and the ref gets crushed. House Torture all attack Shingo in the ring. They run the train on him in the corner. More dick to dick contact. But Evil can only
this one the double.
Probably I can't remember.
Was this the double? Or was tomorrow the double? Or sorry, the 18th the double.
I think 18th the double because this was just a single dick to dick contact to Shingo. Darkness falls by Evil. Can only get two. Shingo fights off. Everything is Evil. Gets sent into the exposed corner, but Shingo comes back with a huge pumping bummer. They smash into each other. Shingo gets a headbutt, then hits a pumping bomber for two. Shingo hits Made in Japan. And as the ref's counting one, two, Togo starts ringing the bell, and the ref stops his count. Why? Nothing happened in the ring. Nothing interrupted the pin. Why? Every single time they do this spot. Why?
I agree. Arguably, great timing and poor timing.
Yeah. So Evil runs Shingo into the ref. LIJ and House Torture each in and out, taking each other out. Bushi inadvertently missed Shingo. Kanemaru takes him out, gets the Centauri surprise. Togo throws the powder in his face. Evil then hits Everything is Evil on Shingo for the one, the two, and the very depressing three.
Yeah. This is the second depressing main event that Shingo has been a part of in this tournament, and it makes me sad.
I don't know. I'm just so unhappy with Evil. It's just...
And, like, again, let's just copy and paste some of our old video sections in here. Evil himself is a great wrestler, but the ish that they do with House of Torture takes away so much from the individuals. I don't understand how this faction is it like the vat of the Joker acid or something that they keep dunking themselves in? It's like, here, we're gonna give you all the like showmanship and personality that the Joker has, but we're gonna give you like the most obnoxious shit to do in the meantime that's going to make all of that showmanship just not matter.
Mm-hmm.
They simultaneously elevate and de-elevate themselves by existing. It's heartbreaking because Ren Narita had a great match with Tsuji until the rest of House of Torture got involved. Because even the shenanigans that he was doing, it made sense with him being a part of House of Torture. But like having it be to the point where it's so predictable that, oh yeah, it's only a matter of time, T minus 2 minutes before House of Torture comes in to break up this match. It's too much. And Gato has to know that. He has to know that. Like, he can't honestly look at all of this and go, oh yeah, this is great. He can't. It's insulting as a fan to have to keep dealing with this because it takes away so much from these matches. And this was like the semi and main event. Why? Why though? What story is being told here for me? Because I'm struggling to see it. And where I can say that I'm at least an average intelligence, if an average intelligent person can't figure this out, anything below us is not going to be helpful.
Like if this match was separate from the other match, like it would give at least some breathing room, but it didn't.
We need to recover. We need time to recover from their depression of having to see House of Torture before we see House of Torture again.
Yep, very much so.
Yeah.
So we've got
Letdown.
Sonata versus Hirooki Goto, top and bottom on the left side, we're in the finals. And then Evil and Yota Tsuji, top of both their brackets, I guess, in the semifinals on the other side. So yeah, we've got Evil versus Yota Tsuji, and we got Sonata versus Hirooki Goto.
Yes. Excited. Excited. I have hopes.
Again, like that in-ring, the in-ring of Sonata and Goto will be incredible. And then Tsuji and Evil for the first few minutes of the match will look good. And then House Torch will get involved and mirror and everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes are gonna be tremendous, and then the last 5 to 10 minutes are gonna be us wishing that we could gouge our eyes out with forks.
A hundred percent.
I look forward, oddly enough, I am looking forward to that Goto Sonata match.
Me too.
Again,
So yeah,
tremendous, tremendous talents.
we'll be back in a few days. It'll probably be on the weekend when we drop the show. Probably be recording Saturday for this one. Probably drop it on Sunday because just busy over the next couple of days with stuff. And we got the Stardom review to record tomorrow. And then we're gone. I'm gone all day Friday, and then we're going to be at wrestling that night, so I won't have time. So we have Japanese wrestling update coming out that night, pre-recorded, that we're doing tomorrow. I got picked up a lot of information over the last two days that we're going to be dropping on that show. But and possibly talking about the winners of both the Cinderella and the New
New Japan
Japan
Cup.
Cup. So we'll be talking about those. Lots of more to come. So check out Stardom Review, which is coming out tomorrow. If you're watching this on Thursday, that'll be coming out Friday. And we'll have the semifinals and the finals all in the same show coming out this coming upcoming weekend for the New Japan Cup.
Yes.
But if you're listening in audio form on SME, it's probably Monday when you're hearing this, because I'll be getting it to him on Sunday, and usually he drops Monday because that's a slow day for SME.
Hey, whatever works. Good, good, good.
But it's time to get out of here. So we're gonna do our little ishy bishy talky talky walky walky away. I don't know, just making shit up at this point. You can find me
Sound
on
like
the
me.
you can find me on the X Master on Blue Sky and Hive at That Canada Guy, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at That Canada Dude. You can find me on Facebook right over here under MLB Wrestling Talk, or send us some comments down below at youtube.com/AndreMelbourneWrestling.com. Comment in the video. We really would appreciate it. And if you want to hear us in audio form, sundaysmainevent.com, patreon.com/JustAnEmmyRadio. If you are listening to us in audio form, thank you so very much for tuning in. We really do appreciate reaching all the audience over at Sunday's Main Event. Please, if you are listening over there, please give us a 5-star review. and like and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to support Sunday's Main Event, please go to patreon.com/assumingradio. For only a few bucks a month, you get a lot of great content over there, ad free. All the shows that are on the main network will be on there ad free. No, none of that. So lots of great stuff over there. So check them out if you want to support them. Please also check out Our Local Establishment, twitch.tv/Our Local Establishment, where you can find me doing a multitude of things next Friday. Me and Mel have Japanese Wrestling Update coming out for you. This upcoming Monday, the 25th, we're going to have the Ghostbusters review of the movie I'm seeing on Friday, the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire review. So check that out. And then you've got, I haven't confirmed with Ed, but we're going to be talking, the first episodes of X-Men 97 are out, so we might jump on at some point over the next week and chat those. Next Wednesday, we'll be having Marvel Talk back with the MCU Rebound, talking the Avengers movie, doing that right up there. So lots of great content over at Twitch Review, along with all the other regular shows that are out over there. Please check them out. If you want replays of any of the shows over there, go to youtube.com/@OurLocalEstablishment. And my last plug is for our boy Mike the Ref. If you are watching us over there, thank you so very much for supporting. Please go over and give us a holler at Andre Melville Wrestling Talk 2. YouTube.com/@BackbreakerVideo for all the great wrestling content we put out. All of Astrid Pizarro shows are reshown there too. Also, don't forget, do over Mike's Twitch, where you can find his AEW watch along Twitch do replay on Backbreaker Video every Wednesday and Saturday. You can check those out and see all the great stuff he's doing there. He has a lot of great gaming content there too. And all the replays of the gaming content is youtube.com/@Backbreaker_gaming, where you can find all the content from Mike the Ref, Rick Jules, Mr. PJC, and their freaking guest, Kayla J.
Kayla J.
Melbo, where can they find you?
If you're wanting to follow a Melbo, you can follow her on the X thing at Collins Melbo. You can follow her on everything else, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Melbo Collins. And also, as Andre mentioned, find her on Our Local Establishment's programming, Japanese Wrestling Update, every Friday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time with this guy over here who's back on the right side. You can also find me on Astro Pizarro's YouTube channel, where we do our show, Ladies Wrestling Update. We have a lot of things to talk about in women's professional wrestling, so stay tuned to our socials to see when we're going to be releasing that episode. If you're wanting to watch NJPW, you can go to the link in the description box below. It is njpwworld.com. It is 999 yen, or approximately 10 Canadian. Shout out Sean Spears, but it's more like 750. But that is still an amazing price to watch some amazing professional wrestling. Andre, I trust a friend and colleague. Do you have anything else to say to the beautiful people?
I just want to say, if you are listening to us in audio form over on Sunday's Main Event, thank you so very much. If you're not, you want to hear us in audio form, go to Sunday's Main Event .com. Sunday's Main Event Radio. No, sorry, hold on. I'm not doing my words right. Sunday's Main Event .com or patreon.com/SNME. Radio, if you want to hear us in audio form. And if you're watching us on either Backbreaker Video or Andre Melbo Wrestling Talk on YouTube, thank you so very much. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment down below. We love hearing from you. We love talking to you about all the professional wrestling that we love talking about. Also, don't forget to hit share us out and hit the notification bell so you can alert every time we drop a new video.
You know,
and we came in at about 45 minutes today. That's nice.
Hey. That's low for us. Mm-hmm. That was the original plan for us. It's funny how we evolved from there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that being said, I am your Mel Val. Over there is Andre. We will see you next time. Adios.